You definitely are different and unique. Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. You are not different and unique. You are
bland.
Same old guy, just wearing a generic Nike hoodie from the allotment from prior years. Just same old guy. I will say, Kyle, your range of Packer gear, you got some throwback, you got some new, you got some from the mid-2000s. Hoodies, t-shirts, jackets.
Well, I'm blushing. I'm a brother that's blushing right now because of you, Brad and Ben. Thank you.
If you missed the show yesterday, you can go back and watch on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Madison. You can see us live there right now. 800-990-3776 is the Carb List Talk and Text line. List is more. And we learned a lot about Alex Stroph yesterday. We came across a video in which we learned about him as a high school student and some of his hobbies. And we learned that he did the morning announcements at Denmark High School. So what better way to start Kyle Bruston Nortman with some KBN afternoon announcements?
Good morning, Denmark High School.
His enthusiasm, his positive spirit is a great start every day to Denmark High School. So he's kind of the voice of Denmark at this point.
Good afternoon, KBN Nation. This is Alex Stroph with your daily announcements. Today on Kyle Bruston Nortman, we have Green Bay props and preview, plus our dog of the game, presented by Sit Means Sit Dog Training. We work in an office full of savages. Wait until you hear about Tamalegate. Etiquette, people. Etiquette! You'll also hear about Ben Bruss' all-night trip to the veterinarian. How does he really feel about that poor dog? Stay tuned.
$2,000 is what I feel.
Finally.
Cost $2,000 to put it down?
The hardest the hardest working man in radio. I'll be leaving at 4 p.m. to attend a rehearsal dinner. And yes, I am still self-conscious about my really bad haircut. And yes, I am also self-conscious about all of the questions family is going to ask me. That ring might be coming, people. We'll talk about that at a later date.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the Wisconsin Badgers are hiring. Will Brad Nortman be leaving the show for a job at his alma mater? Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, Rich Bisaccia, the return of Aaron Jones and more coming up on today's show. And happy birthday to Bryce Terang. Enjoy your special day, buddy.
Okay.
Happy Friday, KBN Nation. This is Ben.
All right, let's have a show, KBN Nation.
I feel optimistic.
That's a really good. We should do that every day where you give a rundown of what's up, what's coming up on our show.
I think we need some more upbeat Alex Stroph music for the announcements, though.
Yeah, it seemed like it was
I actually made a much. I didn't realize how long my announcements were today. So I only made it a minute long.
Did you write
you
the announcements?
You only made something a minute long with the microphone on.
That's correct.
When you were in high school, did you write the announcements, or you just got like a sheet of paper and said, "Alex, read this"?
Mixed bag. I would usually get handed a piece of paper, and then I would add my flair, and then I would
my flair.
And then, so what I started doing was I would say, "And there is a home basketball game tonight," and then I'd get yelled at by the cross country coach or the soccer coach because I didn't get them love.
Oh wow!
So then weren't you on the cross country team?
And then I started giving out a shout out to all the sports teams.
Yeah.
And then the play would get mad at me. And then forensics would get mad at me.
Goodness.
And then future business leaders of America would get mad at me. So then I had to start announcing everything. And then it became a whole thing where we just had to stop announcing any of the events.
Thank you for the KBN afternoon announcements, Alex Stroph, as we learned through the video in which it feels, I don't know, a little different is what I'll say.
He was special, but it's so good. It's okay.
It's like they're trying to do a kid a solid. Like, we just got to give this kid a little something.
He just came to the school. Like, you know, let's highlight him.
Yeah.
I'm highlightable?
Look
at me now, pal.
The way your mom talked about you, too, was like, she really, really loves you. But like,
yeah, of course she does. I'm her son.
The name dropping that she tried to do.
She was so worried about you that she needed to pump you up so you can maybe get some friends sort of thing. Like, that's the vibe I got.
I definitely had friends at that point.
You know what was interesting, too?
Again,
not right
Kyle.
Away, but I did it that
Kyle.
Way.
How old were you in that video? 14?
I think I was 15, maybe 14.
You have some.
What?
Do you still have that video saved?
Of course not.
I never did.
We played it yesterday. It should be in your little news boss thing.
Wait, do you want it right now?
Heck yeah!
The way that you were interviewing players and coaches in that video was the same way you were interviewing Doug Gottlieb
That's
2 weeks ago.
That's very true.
The mannerisms are the exact same. It's wild.
Just a little bit older, a little bit more facial hair.
Yeah.
Still skinny.
Still the same skinny, yeah, strawny
still skinny,
man.
It's crazy. Boy.
Man, if you would have told 14-year-old Strofe he's going to be interviewing Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, ooh, my gosh.
Man, dream come true.
Made it. Mama, Dawn made it.
Yeah, he did. He made it out of Denmark. Not the good Denmark.
This was our young Alex Strofe at 15 years old when he needed friends.
My name is Alex Strofe, and this is my public school experience.
Good morning, Denmark High School.
His enthusiasm, his positive spirit is a great start every day to Denmark High School. So he's kind of the voice of Denmark at this point.
He's an overachiever in extracurricular activities.
That just means I suck at school.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
He is into a lot of stuff. He has his own business. He has credentials with the Phoenix, Timber Rattlers, and a few others.
I'm interested in broadcasting. A lot of high school stuff is what I've done play-by-play for. Baseball, I started last year.
Tell her I was nervous.
I did high school football this year a lot for Denmark, Ashwaubenon teams around the area. It's just a blast being up in the booth calling every single play of the game. It's just awesome what Denmark's been able to help me with.
That's our Alex Strofe. We're so proud of him. He's come such a long way.
So really amazing.
You literally, like, the odds were stacked against you. Your own mother was worried, and look at you now.
All right, I just want to recap the week we've had on this show, all right?
Yeah, it's been quite the week for you.
What are you laughing at, Brad?
That video is so good.
He's worse than you as a four-year-old.
And now, I heard
Desmond Howard. It's worse than that.
I walked upstairs today after Jen gave it Chewy. You want to know the first thing I saw? This video being played in the office.
Oh, was great playing it.
The Scalzo, yeah. Scalzo.
Who sent it to Scalzo?
I don't know. And then, yesterday, all day, I was just telling this to Greg Hill at WTMJ. I said, dude, he said, I heard you were pissed off yesterday, and I couldn't believe you actually get angry. And I go, I wasn't, like, angry. I was irritated. He goes, why are you irritated? And I said, well, we have 106 people that work here. I bet about 85 of them asked me about my hair yesterday and wanting to see my head. And it was like, I have work to do, believe it or not. I don't.
For once.
Yeah.
No, you stop.
For once, you actually want to work.
Oh, this guy's the hardest working man in showbiz. He's got two shows to prepare for, and he only prepares for one of the two. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Wednesday, it was the whole haircut ambush. So I got ambushed on Wednesday. I've had a rough week.
Yeah.
Look, this is a great question on YouTube. Not to be mean, but was Strofe bullied in high school?
Not in high school, no.
Elementary school?
No, middle school. There was a guy a year older than me who went on to play Division I college baseball. But I had a crush on his younger sister, who was a my grade. And he shoved me in a locker once.
Come on.
Like into a locker?
Yeah, into
How
a locker.
Did you get out? Get me out! Somebody help!
I just want to do some sports broadcasting. Let me out.
He let me out. And then I don't think it was all the way shut because I'm tall and lanky. So I think like my leg was still hanging out. He let me out. I never ratted on him. And then we became friends later.
Of course we became friends with your abuser.
Yeah, right. No, he kept you around just to make fun of you.
I had a beer with him not too long ago, actually.
Oh, wow.
A couple years
Did you bring
ago.
This up?
Yeah, that was brought up. Well, not.
Did he apologize?
I don't know that he really bullied me. He was just the only guy to ever shove me in a locker.
Time he was the only guy to ever talk to him.
Yeah, Strofe, I'm sorry. Maybe you're a better man than I am. Ain't no way in hell a person put me in a locker
and be like, hey, let's get a friends. Beer.
Hell no.
Well,
I'm
10
vindictive.
Years later.
I'm 10 years my ass. You made me look like a fool. I'm ready to fight you when I see you on site. You know how embarrassing
You'd
that
hold
is?
Hold that for 10 years?
If somebody put you in a locker, right? They stuffed you in a locker.
It is a pretty humiliating.
Put another in a locker. That is
hey,
you
let's
are,
get a beer.
That
you
is
got
textbook
bullied to the foot. If my son came home and said, hey, Dad, you remember the kid that put me in a locker? Yeah, did you beat him up? No, he's coming over for playtime. Oh, baby girl, who raised him? This ain't mine. That's your jeans. That ain't mine. Ain't no way in hell.
So that's why you got the TV spot. This all makes sense.
It has nothing to do with this years later.
Yeah, all right. Okay, this makes sense
oh
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Alex Strofe.
800-990-3776.
I'm a superstar.
You have become a star.
Just like Micah Parsons. You can't deny generational talent. You know what Fox 11 WLUK in Green Bay said? They said, you know, that kid's good. That kid's got superstar potential. Denmark, do you realize what you got on your hands here?
This is a good comment on YouTube, too. Who bought the beers? Did you buy them?
Or did he buy them?
We kind of ran into each other after a Packer game, so I think we each bought our own.
It made it seem like y'all were going to catch up.
No, we didn't meet up. No, we ran in. But we ended up catching up for a while.
Did he say, hey, man, sorry about the whole lacquer thing?
I don't even know that he remembered that.
Oh, he remembered. You don't not remember stuff like that.
You probably feel ashamed. You probably like, dang.
I think I was the only person he did that to.
This is cold.
And then he found out he was good at baseball, and I think all of his attention turned to that rather than trying to beat up anybody that had a crush on his hot sister.
Did you ever make a move on the sister?
We actually matched.
Did you make it worth your while?
We matched on Tinder a few years ago.
Wow.
And I recently saw she got engaged. No, I'm dead serious. She lived in Madison when I lived in Madison.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she thought she was cute, too.
Yeah.
And Tinder, but, you know what that's
never,
about.
But I never saw her.
Okay.
She's just wow. Shocker.
That is truly full circle.
Friend zone from the
both
beginning.
Beers and Tinder.
Yeah, wow, the whole family.
That's that story. I don't know how we got here.
You said you got put in a locker. You invite these conversations.
I'd never like to do this segment ever again at this point.
This is KB and Out with Alex Stroh. If this is what it's going to be every day,
it's telling stories of my past trauma. I'd prefer not to
it's
do
called,
that.
It's called. You're just a truly unique
your,
person.
We're healing your it. Younger self. So yeah. You can be more confident in
love
who
you too,
are
bro.
Today.
No, it is incredible he has this level of confidence.
Honestly is admirable at this point.
Like, dude, there is nothing that can hold you down. You legitimately get kicked down, stuffed in a locker.
Well, and Stroh is, like, off the charts, optimistic.
Yeah, he is.
A fluff piece on TV because they felt bad because he didn't have friends.
Was that the locker kid?
Oh, yeah. It was, like, obviously, quite obviously, it says it's a paid advertisement. It says it in the article.
So was it a commercial? Did they run it like across the Denmark area?
No, they ran it in Green Bay. They ran it on WOK, Fox 11 in Green Bay.
It was a PSA.
No, it was a. There's an. I'm done arguing with you. I had nothing to do with it. The principal, who was featured in the video, came to me and said, hey, something to do with it.
You said yes.
Well, right. When do I ever say no to anything?
That's very true. Getting put in a locker, clearly that either.
Said yes.
Stop!
To that too.
Stop! Please. Please.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so serious. Oh, I would be so embarrassed.
I know.
I wouldn't even tell people that. I take that one.
It's been like 17 years.
That stays
years.
With you I can't until believe you that, are on your deathbed.
That's something that happens
you're
in
your
like
deathbed.
That's the first time I've thought about it in years.
That's something that happens like in a teen cliche movie.
Yeah.
Not like
not
in real
life. Not in 2012.
Like all the times I joke about giving him a swirly, like he got that. In the middle school version, being stuffed in a locker.
My older brother attempted to give me a swirly one time. It did not work.
Oh, gosh.
Well, what else? Just lay it all out. What else are we missing?
You have to say things, otherwise it won't come to mind. I don't have a great memory.
Oh, I'll keep prying. Don't you worry. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line.
I can imagine. You remember the, what's that movie with Wendy and all that? Not Happy Days, but from back in the day. Stroh, honestly, he can do a whole story about his life where he's like, there's another character, and he's just like telling the story. The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Stroh can do like the Wonder Years of his youth of running cross
Kyle's
country
camera's
and doing
going
all
wild
this.
Again.
It's crazy.
A lot of comments on YouTube talking about old Alex Stroh, who we love for who he is.
I do. I really do.
It is amazing.
He's one of my favorites.
What is the name of the Packers Vikings game this week? Going back a couple weeks, it was the Philadelphia Eagles character game, statement game, must-win game. Then Kyle wanted to go must-win against the Giants. I said your ass is grass game. And you had a good one. It was
last week.
Put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up.
This weekend against the Minnesota Vikings, what is the name of this game? I got a couple good ones. I know Brad's always prepared for these. What do you got for us? 800-990-3776. And also WSSJD. What should Josh Jacobs do? All that next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Be my bodyguard. I can be your long lost pal.
WSJJD. What should Josh Jacobs do? Packers, Vikings. On Sunday, noon. Divisional game. First of three in a row. What is this game to you? What are you naming this game? We'll start with Brad Nortman, who coined the Giants game, the put-up or shut-up game. We also have some coming on YouTube and then at the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. Bradley?
Well, I got a couple, and then I'll tell you the one I ended on. So, if we all remember, guys, this team against the Minnesota Vikings, since 2022, they're 2-4. They're 2-4 against the Minnesota Vikings, 0-2 last year. So I started to think of like a revenge factor type thing to it. So I had the receipts game.
Ooh.
Or maybe even the payback game. But I said on this one, because I'm forward thinking. I'm not backward thinking, I'm forward thinking. The set the tone game. Set the tone. Why do we need to set the tone?
I like it.
Set the tone because this kicks off three critical division games all in a row. Everything is still in front of the Green Bay Packers. Even as far as one seed, division championship, wild card, Super Bowl, whatever it is. Set the tone game as they turn the corner on the most important part of their schedule. It's this final, like, you know, third and these next three games particularly. And how infrequently have the Packers actually been the tone setters in any individual game? Set the tone game, both for this game and the rest of the season.
Well, Brad Nortman with the set the tone game.
Set the tone.
Kyle Wallace, what do you got?
Well, I guess the creativity isn't that strong around Kyle Bruston Nortman because I also had to set the tone game, but for much better reasons. Much better reasons.
Look at us.
Well, set the tone game for both of you.
That's a double stamp.
Must mean that this is time for the Green Bay Packers to set the tone. And what are they setting the tone for? They're setting the tone for what in the hell they're going to be.
I can't believe this. This is crazy.
It's wild, right? They're setting
out of all the ways you could phrase a football, it's the set the tone game.
Oh, wow. Not creative at all. But
guys, I have to break it to you.
You're a lie.
Nah, I'm a lie.
I'll say, dang.
But no,
I'm more creative than you two.
The Green Bay Packers have to show everybody. They have three options in this game. The Green Bay Packers could show everybody we're not messing around because we've seen throughout this entire season, I would say outside of week one, the Green Bay Packers have not set the tone for anything. We thought they were setting the tone for the season, and then all of a sudden we have these ups and downs from the Green Bay Packers. This is their chance to show they ain't messing around. But also, they can set the tone of the fact that we're still the same old Green Bay Packers. We're still the team that can't put teams away. Still the team that struggles a little bit. Still a team that plays down to the level of competition. That is exactly what this can be. And also, if you lose to the Vikings, you set the tone for the rest of the season. That the season is over. So this is why the Packers have an opportunity to set the tone for what is to come. You're playing a team, though they don't have the best record when it comes to team record. Guess what? The Vikings are the only team in the NFC North with two wins. They beat the Lions. They beat the Bears, and now they're coming for the Green Bay Packers, so we cannot take them lightly. And so this is an opportunity to set the tone against the Vikings and let them know we ain't messing around.
Dr. Denver Dan on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison. I like the Al Davis game. Just win, baby.
Oh, I like that. Just win, baby.
That's so smooth.
Don on the Carbless Talking Text Line, the divisional warm-up game.
Oh, look ahead. Warm-up. Taking it interesting. Lightly.
AJ in Baltimore this week is a must protect the house game. Cannot lose three in a row at home.
Ooh,
that is three in a row at home. I like that.
Jeff Ed chimes in. The dethroning the Vikings game.
Oh,
you're cooking the Chef Ed.
It's classic
Ed.
Chef Ed.
We are. Now, what are we dethroning them from? Because they were not the NFC North champions.
2-4 record in the last six. 0-2 last year against them.
Okay.
They got the upper hand on us over the last several years.
As I said yesterday, it's a can't lose game. But what I've landed on is very similar to yours, but I would say just a little bit better.
Oh, better.
Okay, a little more powerful, a little more strong.
Pow!
It's the dead or alive game.
Oh, wow.
You lose this game, you're dead. I mean, you're dead. Like, you have a hard schedule in the second half of this season, the hardest in the NFL. You lose to the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, you're dead. But if you win, you are more than alive. You can finally start looking at your next opponent in which you beat. And now you go to Thanksgiving. The division's between the Lions and the Packers.
It is.
I don't care what anyone says.
Yep.
Now you can clip that, Bears fans. Go right ahead. I don't care.
No, don't You're look not stupid winning now, the division. Bears fans.
So it's you're dead or alive. It goes up to it fits in with what you guys had said. What was your dumb little
set the tone?
Set the tone.
Whoa,
yeah.
Set the tone. Yes. Yeah. No. If it was votes, if it was an election, set the tone would be the winner. So it's not dumb.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be creative, not just
I thought it was creative.
It's kind of a,
put
it's
on
like
your
that,
yard.
It's that perfect football cliche that fits the moment.
I'm being honest with you, Brad. I really do think setting the tone, when you look at it, is not just about setting the tone of the football game, but setting the tone for what the rest of this season is going to look like. We're waiting for the Green Bay Packers to do something, right? To be what we thought they were going to be, and they continue to show us that they have not been able to take the next step quite yet.
Nick chimes in with the refining the North game. Good next step grab by Alex Strofe, who we go over to our producer Alex Strofe, who was stuffed in a locker by somebody at age 11 and middle school. What do you got for the name of this week's game?
It's the stuff them in a locker game. No, I'm kidding.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Came up with that all by myself. This is the defense wins championships game for Green Bay. We already know their defense is good. Nobody's going to disagree with that, right?
I'll tell you what, correct. I'm very intrigued by this because, like I said to you all yesterday, I don't know if you watched, Houston's defense is crazy.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
They're real good.
I mean, they had double-digit sacks?
They had 4 or 5 for sure. I know he had 3, and it was like the first time since that's happened 3 times with Josh Allen this year, and they had like 5.
Mm. A fifth of the yards they allowed was on that 4th and 27.
8 sacks.
That's crazy.
I know.
8 sacks.
Hook and ladder. 8 sacks.
Yeah, career high for Josh Allen. Defense wins championships game for the Green Bay Packers. They're a really good team. They're allowing about the same average amount of points as they were a year ago, but they are turning teams over way less than they were a year ago. You add in Micah Parsons and take away those turnovers, you're probably about even maybe marginally a little bit better, but you're playing a quarterback who's played in 5 NFL games, and each of those 5 NFL games he has thrown at least 1 interception. In 3 of those 5 games, he has thrown multiple interceptions. This is a team that has not been able to force turnovers this year. However, we know they have the pieces to do
5 turnovers in the last 4 games.
2 of which came in the last 3 minutes against New York, but still crucial turnovers.
Yeah, crucial.
I think this is the game where we really start to look at the Packers defense and go, okay, they're not going to let these opportunities slip, just like they did 5 times against Jameis Winston last week.
I don't know if this is the game, but we can just still say it. It's Sam LaPorta is out for the Lions, should help game next week.
Okay, that's really looking at it.
I think that was just really a statement. I like
it. It's a little wordy.
I'm making everything a game at this point.
Yeah. I like yours. Capitalize on opportunities game from Strofe.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think that's a better name than what he did. The capitalize on opportunities game.
What do you call it?
So we have the you're dead or alive game. Set the tone game, or the capitalize on opportunities game. We'll let KBN Nation decide on Twitter at KBN ESPN. And do we like a fan one so much that we would look at?
Fans were cooking the last couple weeks.
I know, but I'm saying to put it as the 4th option on the poll.
Let us know the talking text line.
What are like your top 3 off the top in text line that you gravitate toward?
I mean, I like the must protect this house game because of the 3. This could be the 3rd straight loss.
I didn't put that together. This would be the 3rd straight loss. That hasn't probably happened in...
It was Carolina. It was Carolina, Philly, and then now you come back to home against the Vikings.
That's on Twitter at KBN ESPN. What kind of game is this? Strofe did not allow a fan to get in on it, which I'm okay with. Set the tone game, dead or alive game, or capitalize on opportunities game.
It's a big game for the Packers.
It's a big game.
It's a big game.
Again, every week you learn something about this
game. Is this a big game?
It is a big game. I can confirm.
Next week's a big game too.
Is every remaining game a big game?
Not even next week. 6 days away.
Yeah.
No. Every remaining game, Brad, is a must-win game.
Crucial.
December 28th against the Ravens. Big game.
Pivotal game.
No, that December 28th game could determine whether or not you're resting your guys last week of the season.
Ron and the Key chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776. This is the Kyle's next flip-flop game.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, he's got to do that a few times before the end of the show today.
Good point.
I've been good.
You've been actually about as bad as you've ever been.
Yeah.
You know this narrative y'all paint is so off. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
Does Kyle flip-flop on his takes? 800-990-3776 on Twitter at KBN ESPN.
I wonder what that result would be on Twitter.
They're poisoned. He poisoned the crop of people. That's what Ben and Strofe have done. Brad's the only one who got a little bit of integrity around here.
You have done that yourself.
You got one guy that lies and cheats, and another guy that makes up stories. Brad's the only one. And stuffed in lockers. Brad's the only one you can trust around here.
For context, I was just chatting with my friend here at ChatGPT. Last time the Packers lost three straight home games, when do you guys think it was? How long ago?
2017.
Woo!
2017. Strofe is cooking.
Who?
Any guesses?
Oh, like, because
you wouldn't guess the opponents.
No. That was LaFleur's last year.
Year. 17, they were hurt. So I would say it's.
Oh my God! Ravens. Is that the Brett Huntley, yeah, Deshaun Kizer.
Yeah. Was Cleveland in there?
No, they lost to the Saints. They lost to the Lions on Monday Night Football, and then they lost. That might have been the first Lion lost victory at home in like 30-something
years. Yeah.
And then they lost to the Ravens at home.
We made the playoffs that year too, didn't we?
I don't think so.
No. We made the playoffs back to back years when McCarthy got fired.
That's why he got fired.
2017, I don't think they made it because
I don't think the year
I went in December and tickets were super cheap.
7-9, and then, third in the division that year.
And then the year after that, he got fired during the season.
Mm-hmm. Send JJ McCarthy back to the bench game. Still coming in on the Carbless Talking Text Line. Speaking of, Brad, you know what to do.
Oh, that's right. It's a Friday after all, so you might as well get your weekend started a little bit early. When I get home to the Nortman Estate, after a long work week, which has been a thrill for me, I might say, I'm going to go down to the fridge. I'm going to crack open a ice-cold Carbliss. It's a night where it might be a bonfire type of night, I think. I'm going to maybe gear up for the weekend, and there's everything that I love about Carbliss. Guilt-free experience. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, just 100 calories per can, and less carbonation. KBN Nation, you know the carbonation is not repeatable. It can't be duplicated. It's the perfect amount of carbonation that I've ever had in my life. Not only that, there's flavor for everyone. I see the Paloma in my mind's eye in my fridge. I see the Paloma. I see the margarita. I also see the cranberry, maybe a little black cherry. There is something for everybody when it comes to those delicious Carbliss flavors. So this weekend, as you're rooting on my alma mater, as you're rooting on the Green Bay Packers, this is a proud sponsor of the Packers after all, grab yourself a nice cold Carbliss.
Ron and the Key chimes in as we do have a second poll already out there. Does Kyle Wallace flip-flop on his takes? Yes or no? Kyle would vote one way on that. Does Kyle flip-flop poll and then vote the other way later on in the show?
No, I actually disagree with that. That's the one thing he'd stand firm on.
Really?
I said the one thing.
Kay in Cambridge, you have a name for Sunday's game. You're up on the Carbliss Talk and Text Line.
Yes, I do. The name is, ready? Gotta Love It Game.
Ooh. I love a good pun.
I wasn't ready for it.
I like that.
I love me some love.
Yes, we will hopefully get some love from Jordan Love on Sunday. 800-990-3776 is Kyle Wallace flip-flop on this show, on his opinions, plus Wheel of Strofe, plus a whole lot more. Do not go anywhere. We're getting you ready for Packers-Vikings on Sunday.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe's running the show. UKBN Nation, as always, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbliss Talk and Text Line. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Couple polls up early for you. What is the name of this game on Sunday? Is it the Set the Tone game? 48% of people say yes. Dead or Alive game? 38% say that. Capitalize on opportunities game, 14%. I actually capitalize on opportunities, but Your cliche set the tone game is winning right now. Also on Twitter at KBN ESPN, very early in the voting, does Kyle Wallace flip-flop on his takes? Yes, 100% of the votes.
That is a very, it's been a tainted group of voters in that.
Let's put that on YouTube as well for the voters on YouTube to confirm.
Tainted?
Do you believe in democracy?
Not this democracy.
Oh. Rob, in a van, what is this game to you?
Well, I'm not in a van down by the river. I'll say that. But this game, you guys are making it too complicated. It's just a swagger game.
Ooh.
Everything falls underneath the umbrella of swagger.
I got
right
my
now,
swagger back.
Yeah.
All right, it's a swagger
game.
Okay,
swagger game.
Swagger game.
You get this, get they swag back.
I will say when Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur, when they got a little swagger going on, ooh, they're dangerous.
I don't know. I would say it's Jordan Love to me that I like. Does Matt LaFleur have swag? Like, can he have swag?
He's got a little like.
What
is in his bag?
Yeah,
but
like,
that's what is in his coaching bag.
Look. Like, I want like he's, like. He's I love when like Jordan Love has the swagger.
Jordan Love swagger.
He's on a special. He's on a new like T-shirt with hoodie journey. I don't know. He's got some swag to him.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur has some swagger.
I want
for sure.
Coaching swagger, not how he looks swagger. You know what I mean?
That's swagger,
I want to see like the smirk. You know, like the Matt LaFleur smirk when he's got like a, you know, they pull off a good drive.
Baggers
like,
can't be choosers, Benny. It's just swag. Swag is swag, bro.
Disagree. Like this guy would know. Like that guy would know. Alex
his Timu shirt guy.
TikTok shop guy.
TikTok, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. TikTok shirt guy.
That's a... Speaking of getting long with some of these names, we have the shut the front door game.
Another home
Pat
field.
Pat in Oregon. This should be the if you lose to J.J. McCarthy, a.k.a. 9 at home, the hot seat is blazing for LaFleur game.
Yeah, LaFleur has the rest of the season, so we'll figure out whether or not he'll be back or back.
I will say if he loses this game, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, you know how like in my car I got three settings on the, you know, the seat warmer, you know,
cool,
kind of
cool.
Like one,
oh,
two, or
three, huh?
I feel like he's kind of nearing three. If you lose this game,
I think it's on. It's warm, but it's
it's on one right now. But you might jump right to three if you lose this.
Yeah, you lose to the Vikings. It's interesting, but
it's a battle of Kenosha of the game name. Let's go to Josh in Kenosha first. What's the name of this game Sunday?
What up, Josh?
What's up, guys? If you like a little rhyme, how about put them on the pyre and light the fire game?
Oh, wow. Vicious.
Very vicious.
I love a good rhyme.
I don't really get it.
I'm pretty fired up about
put
that.
Put them on the tire and
no,
light
No, pyre.
The...
Pyre.
Pyre.
I don't know what a pyre is.
I don't know what a pyre
is. I believe it's like
you believe?
A steak of sorts.
So you said,
yeah.
You didn't know what he was talking
but
about
for
sure.
But you've heard that phrase before.
No,
put them on the pyre.
No. Doug in Kenosha.
Combustible material.
In the Kenosha off, what do you got for us, Doug, on the Carpless Talking text line?
How do you spell pyre?
I've got the complete game.
So you believe the Green Bay Packers are finally going to put together a complete game since week one they played the Lions or week two against the Commanders. Okay, this is a yes.
Michael on the Carbos Talking text line, the kickoff to Carathon game.
Okay. Very nice.
Oh, this is the first of a big.
I hate to break it to everybody, but Carathon. Whoa.
Carathon.
Record scratch.
Whoa. What are you doing?
Shout out Zimbrick European off the belt behind it. Rock Road.
Yeah, I thought that was your guy too.
Carathon began on the 15th. But he played well last week, so I guess
did.
It counts.
Yeah, he did. Best Pro Football Focus grade of the season for him.
Just let
ever.
You know,
ever.
The kickoff already happened, though.
It's fine.
The continuation.
The continuation of
Carathon. We won't take that.
Journalist strophe, wet noodle, semantics off.
I feel like it's important to note when Carathon officially began.
This is why you got stuffed in a locker in middle school.
It doesn't
this
mean he needs to play his best game.
You're a bad journalist.
I'm not a journalist. I didn't go to Big J school.
Wait a minute. You made us spend 3 days on how great of a journalist you were. Now, the Packers are going to Ireland, and you're making phone calls to travel agencies, and lo and behold, you don't know jack squat.
That's not true. I had the date right.
That's not true.
Rodgers going to the Steelers.
I believe I already, I'm pretty sure I watched a Vikings-Steelers game in Ireland, if I'm not mistaken.
You were wrong. I mean, yeah, I don't know what you're looking at me for. You were wrong.
No, I'm just laughing how, like, you know, when the heat's on him, he really tries to get out of it.
He lashes out quite a bit.
Mini Matt gets his groove back game.
Ooh, Mini Matt.
Pete Paolo.
Mm. Matty Mouse
becomes a man.
I hope he gets his groove back, because the Green Bay Packers, as the overall team, they at some point, when are you going to put it together? Like, we're just waiting for something that maybe may never come.
And that's why I think even like the set the tone game, it's just like they, when have they
set the tone game is winning is winning a bowl. Yeah.
We're waiting for it. Set the tone by not playing down to your opponent. That's one way you can set the tone for the rest of the season.
See, our set the tones are different.
Yeah,
because we're gonna set mine is based off the result of the game. What is the tone that is going to be set?
I'm saying that they can set the
based
tone.
Based off the result,
they should preemptively.
Yeah,
set the
they're
tone.
Setting a tone. Either they're setting
Brad,
a tone.
Brad's is like. Brad, you're looking after the game already for the name of your game. It's about what the game
is. This game is about setting the tone.
And I'm saying that this game will set the tone. There's the difference.
I know, and it's...
But the
tone will be set whether or not the Packers are... They ain't messing around. They beat up on the Vikings.
I tried to make this as simple as possible.
And, no,
and
that's
you
the
chose
difference.
The same name, and it now has
but
become...
We chose the same name, but with different me. I'm saying the Packers need to enforce the tone. Set the tone on this game.
And I'm saying this game will set the tone for what the season will be.
800-990-3776. This is the, if the Packers lose, we all have to go to Strofe's Barber game.
Oh,
I ain't letting that woman near me.
Yeah.
She ended up cutting my
damn
bridge.
Talk about a punishment I'm unwilling to pay.
Warrant, I want to say Wednesday. It was my Iron Jock Silver Iron hoodie.
It was nice.
Silver Ion Technology. And it is Friday. We give away a lot. Fridays are great for KBN Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have, I got one here. It's not yet, but I have Frozen Pizza Friday in my hand. And, of course, an Iron Jock hoodie is coming your way right now because I'm all about comfort and performance, and that's where Iron Jock is a perfect match for me. It's the only gear I wear. I'll be wearing the long sleeve to my pickup basketball game tomorrow morning, and then I literally all weekend long wear the hoodie, the Silver Ion Technology hoodie.
Very comfy.
Very comfy.
Wonderful.
Plus,
hoodie.
Like, it's one of those where like I wear shorts, and I don't even wear a T-shirt underneath.
You don't wear – never mind.
Yeah, you don't need to go there. And so what I love is I don't need to wear a T-shirt underneath, and this like the hoodie, the lightweight hoodie that we're about to give away, it's so cool and comfortable on my skin, not itchy. Like it's honestly amazing the way they do it. Mm. It also kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria. It doesn't wash out, and it doesn't wear out. And now you can get that lightweight hoodie at ironjock.com. It's ironjoc.com. Let's go with caller number Double Deuce, 22.
Ooh.
Double Deuce, caller number Deuce. 22 to win your Iron Jock.
His bingo background coming out to play.
On display.
I, 22. 800-990-3776. If you are caller 22, you will win an Iron Jock lightweight hoodie. 800-990-3776. More KBN next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
You said, oh, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment on my new sweater. So, yeah, sure. We're gassing you up, handsome. You go, king.
Look at that.
King. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Brighten up your home, workplace, or event with flowers and try...
Congratulations to Tony and East Troy on winning the Iron Jock hoodie. I want to get to Matt LaFleur and Kevin O'Connell at the top of the hour. So quickly before we do, it was mentioned in the top of the show with Alex Strofe giving the KBN announcements. As we learned at his high school, he did the morning announcements. He mentioned that I was at the vet ER. And Damn, that's expensive, by the way, to keep a pup alive.
Ooh.
But
more than it costs to deliver a baby.
Doing well.
Oh, the dog is
the
doing
dog,
well.
We got an update right before the show.
Okay.
Well, thank goodness.
Doing well.
Doing well.
Good to know that money was well spent.
I mean, yeah. And if they said, well, we take a hold on the highest amount it could be, and if there's anything more, we'll call you.
Oh, we got that call. You're like, oh,
hey. Every time they call, I'm like, ugh.
What's the hold on the highest amount usually?
Well, they gave me a range of 1,700 to 2,000. So they had to take the 2,000.
Whoa.
Hey,
that's cool.
Why don't you have you should get pet insurance.
I want to go into that, but I can't.
sounds like he also thinks he should get pet insurance.
Yes,
that sounds
yes.
like to me.
New endorsement opportunity, sales team. That being said, so what happened with the dog is something got in the GI tract. The house a mess. I swear to you, if you came in the house or if a cop knocked on our door, they would think there's a dead body that they would call a judge to get a warrant.
Poor baby.
To look for a dead body in our home. Oh. And I'm not joking.
Yo, put a mask on that baby so she ain't got to smell all that fecal matter.
I know. That's the thing.
It's hard to keep that curiosity at bay.
I know, Brad. And so I had the conversation because Brad famously and Kyle went on 101.7 The Truth in Milwaukee and talked about his cleaning lady.
Oh, yeah. I love
Brad,
oh.
That you got from Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she is outstanding.
Trifecta.
What is her name?
Her name is
Esperanza.
Yeah, Esperanza.
Esperanza.
I need Esperanza.
Yeah. We will get you Esperanza, bro.
I'm not joking.
Your house is my size, so you actually have an upstairs.
The best part about when I was bringing this up to my wife and her friend.
Little old kitchen, though, Kyle.
That's
a callback.
She goes, wait a second. You're going to have Brad and Kyle clean your house? I was like, hell no.
That'd be an expensive clean right there.
I wouldn't be touching nothing in that house after the dog poo.
Oh, yeah, you...
Throw up, dog.
Not with a hazmat suit, you wouldn't come
you're
out.
You're gonna. I don't know how your house was, Kyle, but my house was just. It just needed to get cleaned. You're gonna call up Esperanza for the first clean that she might think there's a dead body. Like it's that
don't
bad.
Do it to her.
You're gonna. She's gonna,
gonna set
make
you guys
Esperanza
told me
do
she
that.
Worked, you guys have.
She works
you
guys miracles.
Have made her sound like she.
She's a miracle worker.
She's lovely. What did I tell you? Y'all thought I was tripping. Y'all thought I was over exaggerating. Brad came in Monday. Was like. Oh my gosh! I didn't want to touch anything. Yeah, no. What's called? Brad got her number. He sent it to me.
I'll send it to you, Ben. I'm just. I sort of feel bad for sweet Esperanza. The fact that she's gonna walk into this house.
Wait. I thought this was gonna be like a good thing. Like we're all gonna come together. We all have this.
No, that's awesome. I mean, you gonna have to give her a big old tip.
What does she cost?
$200. It was 300. It was 300.
My main floor was 2.
You get charged by floor.
Yes.
By the way,
yes.
I've never heard anybody that's not filthy rich say the term main floor. That's the first floor.
The wing. We had the main wing.
Yeah, we get it, dude. You're rich. We get it. The main floor.
We're having her come back because it's such a big job.
It's a Friday. Like, we all want to go to our respective homes happy, not thinking about the big house that you have.
Then she brought her cleaning cart into the elevator.
Yeah. We're having her do the other wings of the home on Monday.
The main
because it's too much for one day.
So what am I looking for this?
$300.
Yeah. Are you going to do the whole home?
He's cleaning up dog doo-doo. It's going to be more than $300.
No, the dog doo-doo's
gone. She's got to clean. You got
to
sanitize.
Wait. Is she going to have to
Does she do carpet cleaning too?
Are there some obvious stains on the carpet?
Yeah.
That's going to take some elbow grease.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, but
that's what I'm saying. She's going to see some red stains.
I did the full wax.
I don't know that this is an Esperanza job.
No,
yeah, this sounds like a
carpet cleaning company job.
Professional.
I got to do both.
Time out. You don't have white carpets, do you?
the one in the dining area, yes.
Oh, the dog.
We have hardwood everywhere, and it chose the damn carpet.
Because it was soft.
So not only is it $2,000 at the hospital right now, it's the cleaning. And
you're
going to
have
medicine.
A carpet cleaner. You're going to have lovely Esperanza. This is going to be a 3K.
Do you know the fit I would throw if I had a dog that you want your dog, but I don't really want pets. If the dog came
I've been
in,
thinking about this $10,000 a week or give away your dog thing ever since this happened.
I don't want my baby girl's dad walking around the house with his shoes. A dog pooping in his house, I'd be like, we got to sell it. We got it.
Bloody poop.
That's an awful
And you can't. What you gonna do to the dog? Yell at it?
I can't.
Make
so
it work.
Sad.
I know. It's not his choice.
I'll probably put it on Facebook Marketplace. Who wants a dog? Who wants a dog?
I don't know if you should.
What?
Can you put dogs on Facebook Marketplace?
I promise you. I can go to Facebook Marketplace and find
dogs. Wait, why is that so bad?
It's a marketplace.
It just feels a little dirty.
What do you mean? How did you get your dog?
Wait a minute.
People
will do like a black and white printout of a litter of puppies.
She proved like some of the things that like the dog needed to have post-birth.
Lost dog for free. Look, got all the dogs on Facebook.
Lost dog?
Lost how many dogs there are.
How you sell a lost chihuahua for $100.
It's all profit.
Oh, okay. It's a reward for the lost chihuahua. Your new best friend, $500 cage dogs out in Waukesha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can put the dog.
Man.
Hey,
it does feel a little dirty now that I see it.
I can't find a dog on Facebook.
Well-trained dog on Facebook. $500, you can make $500 off of Bruce. I mean, Bentley.
Oh, you got free lost dog.
That's a quarter of what I spent last night. that ain't mathin', Kyle.
You ain't recouping those costs, pal.
I mean, you may drive up
the price for this stuff. Auction.
I'm in the sunken cost Faust.
You are. You're just leaning further in.
And that's all.
I've done this much. I might as well keep going.
And he wouldn't even give it away for $520,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you.
Think about that last week.
I saw a picture of that dog last night. Let me tell you, that dog, it did not.
Diana Maguana, you got 18 dogs. You're up on the carbless
talking text.
Oh, no, that's not real.
Oh, yeah, she got three, four of them.
Four.
Hey, Dirty D.
Hey, all you guys are all worried about Walt Ben's poor house. What about that poor dog?
It's
going to be all right. Yeah, it cleaned it. It's cleaned itself out.
Both the dogs. My pockets are getting empty.
Oh, you really? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously, Diana.
Hey, Dirty D, you want another dog?
You're messed up.
Yeah, Dirty D.
No, you're messed up.
Would you buy Ben's dog?
No, you're messed up.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I know so.
You're messed up, dude, for even thinking that.
No, you're messed up.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, I know. That's Dirty D on the Carbus Talking Text Line.
Dirty D always breaks
Dirty D,
it.
Text in.
We will see. We will see, Dirty D.
Dirty D, text in if you want a new dog. I know where to find it. I know where to find a dog. Hey, let me know where the dog's at.
What's five?
You want five
you got
dogs,
four?
Dirty D? Call me.
You're messed up. No, you're messed up. We're back. You're messed up.
We're back in 2 minutes. LaFleur versus O'Connell, I swear.
We will see.